so glad that I'm able to come down to be with you in Melbourne this morning. You know, what we do, technology is really amazing, isn't it? I spoke with Pastor Peter and Christine yesterday, and they're looking forward to Diane and I coming down and being with you and in the new year. And so to see you here on live stream and to be able to minister to you this morning is such a great pleasure for Diane and I, because long time because of COVID since we've been with you. But just start with Christine and Peter advertised positioned for success. And that's what I want to minister to you. And, you know, I've been sharing every month on the podcast. I've been sharing whenever I've ministered at different churches. I've been sharing on the goodness, the grace of God, but also every message I've started the same way. And those who are with Jerry Savell Ministries and been with us have seen that the hand of God is what Brother Jerry has been ministering to us throughout the year. And at the start of every message, and I'd like to do it for you this time, is that my daily confession is this. In 2022, I'm expecting to see and to experience the open hand of God pouring out, giving freely, and making provision for me in the midst of disorder and chaos. I don't know about you, we've seen some disorder and chaos, and you guys down in Melbourne have gone through a lot more than we've had up here on the Gold Coast. But I want to encourage you today, as we go through this message, is that you are positioned for success. Not only functionally, because if you're born again and you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, positionally you are positioned for success. But practically is what I want to look at, because we may be positioned for it in Christ, but it's how we work that out, how we work out that position. And 2 Chronicles 20:20 is what I've based this around, is that it says, in believe in the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and you will be established. It says, believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. And that's what we want to do today. We want to prosper. I said position for success. The words are the same. Prosperity and success are hand in glove. And throughout this year, JSMI, Diane and I, and our team here have focused on what God has had and has got for us. We can't look at what the world has said. We can't look at what the news has said. And so I've been fully fixed on what I've called the success that he died to bring you and I. And so as I was doing that, I thought about mindset. And I want to encourage you just in two words, success mindset. That's what I want to encourage you in your standing. But everything that we do has got to come out of a mind that sees ourselves successful. The world may say something different, but God's word actually encourages us to see ourselves the way God wanted us to be. And most of you, or some of you I know from the church, have been around a long time, been in the Word a long time. And I want to start with John 10:10. Scripture that most of us knew from the beginning when we got saved, that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus has come to give us life and life more abundantly. I'll read that to you from the Amplified. It says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. It's been a while since I've really studied that and thought about it, that which Christ died for, I want. I desire it. I want it. I want it for everybody I meet. I want it for Jas and my partners. I want it for you as a church and for Peter and Christine's family down there in Melbourne. And in that confession, there's one word I also want you to get hold of. It's the word expecting. It's so important that you and I are expectant of God's word coming to fruition, coming to work in our lives. And I really believe that if you get hold of this today, it's what it says in 2 Chronicles 16:9. The word of God says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. And, you know, there's only a few perfect people, including my wife, who's sitting here with me and sends her love to everybody down there in Melbourne. But we know our Jesus was the only perfect person. But the word there actually encompasses being ready, being open, or expectant, the way I've described it. So I'm saying, Lord, whatever you're doing, I'm expecting, Lord. And if you're looking for somebody, come on, choose me. I believe that we can be expectant of God moving on our behalf. Amen. And in fact, my expectation is God's invitation into my life. I've said, Lord, come in, change me, mold me, make you what you want me to be. And so this morning, as we look into the Word, I believe the faith is going to arise, trust in Him is going to arise, and we're going to begin to develop a success mindset as we're positioned to prosper, positioned to succeed. And I want you to go to Proverbs 8, chapter 8, because with a success mindset, what begins to happen is it's changed, our mind has changed, according to Romans 12, as we get into the Word, and our mind is changed to comply and agree with the Word of God, which says in Proverbs 9:33, hear instruction and be wise and do not refuse or neglect it. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting for the at the post of my doors. Listen to this last verse in verse 35. Whoever finds me, that is the Word of God, finds wisdom, finds life and draws forth and obtains favor from the Lord. A successful mindset where we're positioned in the Lord, in His Word, is that we obtain the favor of God. The favor of God surrounds us like a shield. His latest message in November, Brother Jerry, is about being saturated with the favor of God. The favor of God opens doors. It makes a way where there seems to be no way. And for you and I, as we're believers, we can believe for God's favor to go ahead of us. It goes in front of us. It surrounds us. And even in relationships and in job openings, the favor of God is going to go forward. So as we start this journey with a successful mindset, I want you to understand it comes out of the Word, and the Word coming through us causes us to obtain the favor of God. Amen. Oh, I love it. The success is that mindset. Now, when you have a mindset that is successful, one of the things I've found, I want you to go to Psalm 35, 27. In the Word of God, this is very true. Remember, everything starts, if you like, in your mind, then your mouth. In Psalm 35, verse 27, it says, let them shout for joy and be glad to say, favor my righteous cause. Yes. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified with have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God himself takes pleasure in your prosperity. And as a believer with a success mindset, what happens is that we begin to declare with our mouths the thankfulness of our heart. And I don't know whether you understand it. I think we do. It's what comes out of our mouth stops us thinking about maybe grudges, offenses, unforgiveness. When we have a success mindset and those praise of God begins to come out of our mouths, what begins to happen is we can't go back and think the negative. We can't think about grudges. We tend to hook up with God. And then what happens is that what comes out of our mouth is coming from our heart, and it will renew our mind. Psalm 35, 27 is very real for you. A successful person positioned to succeed, you want to be able to praise him continually. Word of God says to praise him continually. You know, it's in marriage. You know, I don't really argue with your wife. If one minute you're praising her, it's very hard the next minute to go and curse her. It's the same in all things. Our mouths, they shouldn't be fresh and bad water coming out of the same faucet. Amen. So for a success mindset sense, we are praising God all the time, therefore allowing the flow of godly fresh praise and water to come out of our mouths. What happens with that? As you continue to walk in praise and worship and praising your God, that success mindset tends you towards generosity. And I want to go with you to Proverbs 11. a lot of scriptures this week. Pastor Peter gave me that 30 minutes or so to minister this word. And I want to give you the scriptures that you then can take away with you and have a look at and go, you know what? What Ian is saying is true. This word is right. It's true. Verse 24 in Proverbs 11 says this in the Amplified. There are those who generously scatter abroad and yet increase more. There are those who withhold more than is fitting or what is justly due, but it results only in want. The liberal person shall be enriched, or the generous person shall be enriched, and he who waters shall also be watered himself. A success mindset as a believer, we sow liberally, we sow generously, because we know that God is the source, unlimited source of all that we require. It causes you to be so generous when you know that the supply, very much, I use my wife a lot of times. My wife always wonders why plastic always works, because I keep putting money back into her bank account. Amen. So she's here, but she's not laughing. But you know what happens is if you go to the ATM and you keep taking, in the natural, it will run out. But in God's kingdom, we keep coming back to him and say, Lord, I'm a tither. I'm a child of yours. I want to sow. And he says, if you continue to sow generously, I will continue to fill up. That's a successful mindset. Amen. One of the things that I've learned over the years of knowing the Lord is that as a believer, we do not have to chase down the blessings of God. The blessings of God will come after us and overtake us. A lot of times when you hear a message like this and think, well, I want success, is that we chase success. No, we should not be doing that. Matthew 6:33 says that, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I love that. God is going to provide for us. But I went to the Psalms in Psalm 23, verse 6. He says, surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I remember back years ago, Brother Jerry came along and he mentioned, he said, Lord, if goodness and mercy are looking for me, I'm actually here. Goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. Now, does that mean we don't have to work? Of course we work. But what it means is that we do not have to toil. Proverbs tells us not to overwork to be rich. Some people get hold of a message and success has got to be working 24 hours a day, trying to do things in their own flesh. What God is saying to you today, a success mindset, you are positioned for success if you seek me first, and I then will come and bring those open doors to you. You will actually go through open doors by faith, not by toil. When we're in God's will, it becomes a lot easier to seek him. You know, the word of God in Proverbs is said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he has no sorrow to it. We don't need to sorrow and toil for half of that. It always comes back to the word and what the Lord Jesus Christ has got for us. Amen. It's interesting to see when you're doing a live stream like this. We did some with the church, and that was in the bigger building. This is quite a different experience, and I'm so grateful that it's to you guys, because I know you love me, and I trust that it's being a blessing to you. I want you to go to Psalm 138, verse 8, and I want you to see something. Psalm 138, verse 8, for the next step in being success-minded. In the scripture, it says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. The Lord will perfect that which concerns us. When you look around at the world today and you see so much going on, so much evil going on, and you may be facing challenges in your own life, maybe children not serving the Lord, maybe you need another job, whatever it is, the success mind says, I come back for me, come back to Psalm 138. I don't look at those circumstances I can see with my eye or hear with my ears that petrol's going up, or we're going to get sacked, and there's recession coming. No, I come to this word and I said, Lord, your word tells me, as your child, you will perfect that which concerns me. And my children concern me, or my job concerns me, or this concerns me. I said, Lord, please, would you take care of that? And he says, yes. That is the joy that we have, knowing that we're serving the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will take care of those things. Because of my previous lifestyle, we've been doing ministry now for nearly 40 years. But before that, I made a lot of mistakes, and I made a lot of mistakes in ministry as well. But the success mindset says this. I want you to go to Philippians 3:13. Philippians 3:13 talks of, from the Apostle Paul, and I'm just going to get to it. 3:13. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Two things there. There is a high calling that God has got for you. There's a high calling of Christ, that there is a plan and a purpose for you. But also, I haven't apprehended what God's got for me. You know, when we go through life, we do kind of make some errors and mistakes and things, don't we? But this scripture from Paul tells us the same as him. We reach forth unto the things which are before, leaving those things which are behind. In our lives, I did some things that I wouldn't want to go over. But now the posture and of the success mindset I have is that I look to go forward. We've been through some changes in the last months in the ministry. And as you know, we no longer pastor what was Heritage of Faith, that has moved on in its direction. And we are looking forward, not, although we don't forget the success we have and where that 20 years with HFCC have brought us. But what we're looking forward to is to move on into the calling upward that God's got for us. And so we can get caught up in the stuff behind. But you know what? You cannot drag that stuff forward into your future. So a success mindset as a believer, I don't look back to where I was, what mistakes I've made, the opportunities that I've missed, and I'm encouraging you to do the same. You deal with the past and you look straight ahead. I'm sure, Pastor Peter, and we've used this example many times, you can't drive forward in your car looking in the rearview mirror. I'd encourage you today, put that on the shelf and say, no, Lord, I'm moving forward from that. One of the areas that I was preparing this morning and I really got encouraged to deal with was the attitude and the spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And the world peddles fear continually. That's all they're interested in getting and pushing. And that's not so. That's not so. So with that in mind, we're not to look at the world and fall in fear. Hello, shall I keep going? Okay. And when I began to look at it, I began to look at it in the respect of Joshua. Joshua, if you know, he was going and to take the children of Israel into the promised land. And one of the scriptures said, and Moses was dead. Oh, yeah. I think he could have gotten into a little bit of fear, even though he spent most of his life, if you like, with Moses. Moses had trained him. But when suddenly you've got to do something like that by yourself, you have to deal with fear. If we want to succeed and have a success mindset, we have continually to deal with fear, because it comes from all places. It comes from around you in work. It will come on the news, in the mail, whatever. The bill's not paid, etc. Fear, fear, fear. And fear has torment, church. And that's not what we want for you. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. But it affects all of us. We need to deal with every insecurity that comes across. And my position is, if God gave it to us and has given me the strength, if he did it with Joshua, he will do it with you and I. In Joshua 1:8, I want to read Joshua 1:8-9 for you. Joshua chapter 1. Very familiar scriptures, but sometimes, and hopefully from today, you would have picked up on these, that these are all success mind scripture, whether when you eat on them, when you feed on them, you are going to be changed, like Romans 12 says. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou go." Comes back to the word again. We started with the word, that there is wisdom in the word. Now the Lord is telling Joshua, he says, "Hi, Josh." He said, "I want you to concentrate on the word. I want you to meditate on the word. I want you to chew the word." And Pastor Peter and Christine know, Di and I, that the word by the Spirit of God is what matters in our life. The Lord Jesus Christ has brought us to a place through his word where we have success, but we still need to deal with fear every day. Because as we get older in life, the world says, "Well, how long have you got? What are you going to do? How are you doing?" Well, I tell you, every day, every muscle, fiber, tissue, joint, and organ of my body functions perfectly in Jesus' name. Amen? Because understand as well, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and there is freedom for what we want to do. So do we want success? Absolutely. And I thought about, as we come down the last few minutes with you, in 2022, I'm expecting to see and experience the hope, open hand of God pouring out, giving freely, making provision for me in the midst of dishonor, disorder, and chaos. During this time of the COVID and going into the same, God's hand has been upon us. His open hand has provided for us. Amen. And it's not because, "Oh, well, because you're a pastor and because Brother Jerry." God's word is for you and I, for every one of us, God. You know, when we come down, we want to show you that and be part of where you're going in the life of your church and your family. Because I believe that we can bring the excitement of God to us. So we started with John 10:10. Remember, he's come to give you life and give you life more abundantly. Amen. I then moved on, which I wanted to do, 2 Chronicles 16:9. Is your hand going up like mine and saying, "Lord, here I am, use me"? If you're looking for somebody who is expected, Lord, it's me. Come visit my house. Then we get to Proverbs 8. And if you will seek for that wisdom, you will obtain the favor of God to move to that next level. Brother Jerry's got a wonderful book on divine favor. It changes rules and regulations. It makes ways where there seems to be no way. It is an awesome thing to step forward into the favor of God. When you have a success mindset in Psalm 35:27, what are you going to do? You're going to praise him continually with the words of your mouth, praising God, telling of his goodness and his grace. With that mindset, you come to generosity. You become a generous person with spirit, soul, and body. People want to be around you. Why? Because they can see something on you. They may not know what it is, but they say when you're around them, you make them feel right because you're generous with your words, generous with your actions, but generous with your finances. You're also of a person who is prepared to give way to others, to let their gifts go forward, to take a step back to allow them, because you know that goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. And you don't have to step on people going up the corporate ladder. When you do that, you know you need them on the way down. But you don't. You will be gracious and merciful and blessed to them. When you see as a person who has a success mindset, you will know Psalm 138, that the Lord is perfecting that which concerns you. You will not have to fight for it. You stand and fight with the armor, the blood, the name and the word. But Lord will perfect that which concerns in you. And because you're walking in the love of God that is undergirding faith says, you know what? I've made mistakes, but I'm moving on. I'm looking forward because God has got a plan and a purpose for me. And then you're going to be just like Joshua, church. You're going to be bold. You're going to be courageous. You're going to be upright in everything you do. And he will bring you through. Amen. Joshua dealt with fear as you were, that spirit that was upon him. And unlike you, he didn't have that spirit in him. You have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So, ending with this. This word, this book of the law, is the greatest success manual ever written. You had entrance into success when you gave Jesus Christ your life and asked him to come in and take care of you. And as Joshua did, I wonder, just three things. He spoke the word, meditated the word, and obeyed the word. And when we do that, we win every single time. So I hope you've caught hold of that. But I want to finish with something else. I want you to go to Psalm 119. And I want to end with this. And whoever you are, wherever you are, I really spent a lot of time in Psalm 119, verse 65. And I expounded it because it's for somebody there. It's for me. But it says here very in the King James, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. After we are walking this out, the greatest thing that you have is to be able to put your head down, knowing that God's looking after you and the peace of God that comes upon you. And I began to look at this and I said, great peace have they which love thy law, Lord, and nothing shall offend them. I began to build my own interpretation, the Ian Slack version. It says, great means abundant, an abundance. Peace is the word shalom, health, prosperity, peace, safety, wholeness, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Have they that love thy word, love, that loving of God and his word and having a relationship with him, and nothing shall cause them, it says to offend them, but it's a word we really means to stumble or fall. So as I close, I want you to understand that as we follow this process of the word, building success in our heart, what is going to happen is that this is my version of Psalm 165. Abundant health, prosperity, peace, safety, and wholeness have they that love thy word, and nothing shall cause them to stumble or fall. Breakthrough Church, this morning I want to declare that over you. That is my heart towards you of success. This is my heart towards you that says, in the midst of all this going on in our world, great peace, abundant health, prosperity, peace, safety, and wholeness have they who love thy word. Breakthrough Church, I know your pastors. I know you as people. You love the word of God. It is the word of God that will bring you through. It is the word of God that will uphold you. It is the word of God that takes you into success and a prosperous, successful mindset. But what some of you may be there, I don't know who's at the service, but maybe there's some of there as I close, that you may be saying, Ian, I'm not sure that this applies to me, because maybe you don't know Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And before I pray generally that you would receive this word and move on forward with it, with the apostle's permission, I'd like to ask for every head bowed and every eye closed, and for me to speak these words of life over you, which is, if you do not know Jesus, then today you can receive him. You can believe on him. You can just open your arms and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Love on me, Lord, for I'm in need of a Savior. I'm lost. I'm not sure where I'm going. I'm not sure this word applies to me. So I need the peace that Ian is talking about at the end of this message now. If that's you, there'll be somebody in the auditorium who will watch you put your hand up. If you can just wave your hand, and they will see that and say, yes. You may even be not serving God as well. You may want some help to help you serve and get into the Word of God. They're there to help you. Graham and his wife are wonderful people, and the leadership there are wonderful people, and they will lead you to this. If you've got any questions about what I preach, I've come back to the Word. They will be able to help you as well, as we're not there in the service with you. And so as you look at me, I want to close over you with the dedication of this Word. I want you to ask to the Lord to seal it to your heart, that you can have a prosperous mindset, that you can be a person who is positioned for success. And so in Jesus' name, Father, I speak over them. I speak your word. I speak your blessings. I speak increase, that you will bring to them the peace that follows the preaching of the word right now, Lord, that they know they are positioned for success. They know they have the tools that can renew their mind, that they will go out of the church today knowing that they can be absolutely successful for them, their families, and the kingdom of God. And we give you praise for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. God bless. Love you. Look forward to seeing you in the new year. God bless. Take care. Bye.